joined by Kay's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 defeat at Fleet. Alan, did the best team win today?
Yes, I think so. Just shows you what we've got to do to become a top 5 side, top 6 side. Didn't surprise us, to be honest. Had two half decent results. Players think I'm better than what you are again. Can't defend, save their lives. Two awful goals have conceded again. I kind of think they're a good player, what we had. Kind of think they're positive. And it's a down a problem. So I know what the problem is, so it's not a problem. And it just shows that every time we come against a top 5 side, we lose. And even with 10 men, against 10 men. And it's not good enough. Simple as that. And I'll take responsibility again.
You mentioned 10 men there. We were playing against 10 men for the best part of an hour. We've got to come away with more than nothing.
Without a doubt, and we even went positive by playing three up front. But the front didn't do nothing to deal as well as the defence. And like I say, if I stand here and say he done well, I'd be lying, because I don't think anybody done well. And that's my fault, because my team I put out, and maybe I made mistakes again today, putting the team out.
We caused mayhem in their penalty area in the first half with our long throws. It's quite ironic and frustrating that their winner came from a similar set play.
Yeah, because Andy Sinton knows that he's a good young manager, and he knows that we actually struggled defensively on set plays and corners. We have done all season, and we're absolutely shocking at him. And he said, go on, get it in the box, because Kingstonian can't defend. And that's what he's done, and he's come up trumps.
After the sending off in the first half for about 15 minutes, we looked like we were on top. You then changed things around at half time. With hindsight, do you think we should have stuck with the original formation?
We couldn't, because of injuries and, you know, people were carrying knocks, so you can't do that, you know. Sharpie's injured again, and we've got a few who are carrying knocks, and I knew that, so we couldn't. But it doesn't matter. We've got 11 men, and like you say, that's how far we are off a top 5 side, something like that.
After the sending off, the referee seemed to give all the 50-50 decisions against us. Bobby Traynor and Sai Sanka got booked for absolutely nothing. How did you rate his performance today?
It's the same thing every week. I've got a mate of mine who's a referee, and he'll be laughing at this, but I just think they're useless. But then again, he can turn around and say my team's useless, so I can't really complain, you know.
He was having words with you over on the bench in the first half. What was he saying to you then?
Just to calm down, because he's given some silly decisions, like, you know, and he gave one when he wasn't even looking. And, it's just passion, that's all. And, you know, I kind of blame a referee telling us to shut up, to be honest, because I probably was giving it a bit too much. But it was just frustrating. And when you're getting beaten, losing games, you get frustrated anyway.
You say there was no positives from today, but Sai Sonko was back. It's good to see him back in a K shirt. Presumably he started on the bench because he's not quite 100% fit.
Yeah, he plays Saturday. But a positive he's playing, and but I don't think his performance was that positive, to be honest. But I didn't think Bobby's been flying for us, and if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be in this position. But, you know, to be honest, Bobby's had a poor game today. Simon Hooker went up there, he was poor today. I'm knocking three names off here. I kind of think one of 11 who've done well, and that's the honest truth, including myself. I count myself in that, you know. I picked the wrong team, and players have got to look at themselves, and I've got to look at myself. But I know exactly what needs to be done in the summer, I'll tell you that now, because it'd be a top 5 side, and we can't even beat 10 men. Unbelievable.